your Bibles tonight, I'd like to turn with us to the book of Matthew, chapter number 7. Matthew chapter 7. Seventh chapter of the book of Matthew. There's a lot of good things in here. It is called Christ's Sermon on the Mount. It was on this Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave what is commonly known as our Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek, blessed are the poor, blessed are the merciful, blessed are they that are persecuted, blessed be. Amen. Beatitudes. He gave us a lot of the Word of God in Beatitudes. And a lot of good information, and I could read you the whole chapter, and you know, it would be beneficial to you, but it might take a little while. So we'll just go on through it, and the part that I want to read to you, my text tonight, is in verse 24 and through 27. But I think we ought to look a little bit about this Sermon on the Mount. Just pick out a few little things that that might be of benefit to us. I want you to get your attention tonight on what Christ is saying. Man, one of the greatest sermons that's ever been preached in this world was preached here, this Sermon on the Mount. Amen. And it was preached by none other than Jesus Christ himself. And it deals with a lot of things. It deals with adultery, and deals with murder, and deals with a lot of situations, and that the Lord was trying to get across to his disciples. And he began to preach and said a lot of things. He talked about praying in the sixth chapter. Talked about paying tithes and giving alms. And he talked about not letting the right hand know what the left hand's doing. And then he went on and talked about the hypocrites, you know, and how some will pray in the synagogues just to be heard. And you know, he was a holiness preacher, this man. And he went on and preached and talked about fasting and laying up treasures on earth. And man, that was some kind of preaching. He talked about the light of the body is the eye, and how the eye is dark, how great's the darkness. And then he went on and preached on, and he said, take no thought of what you shall eat or what you should drink. And then he gave one of my favorite verses. It said, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's a great message. Amen. Then he went on again in the chapter 7. He preached on judge not, that you be not judged. And went on about getting the mold out of your brother's eye when you had a beam in your own eye, or ever how it is there. And some great preaching. And then in verse 15, he said, beware of the false prophets and that come to you. And then in verse 21, he says, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, he was preaching a separation here. He was preaching a doctrine that this world don't want to hear, that some are not going to make it. Amen. And he preached straight is the way and narrows the gate. Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord. Now, we've come up to my text. Amen. And he preached a lot of gospel in that one message on the Mount. Praise God. Then he said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, I want you to notice here, he said, heareth these sayings of mine. Notice that? He didn't hear these sayings of mine. Now, a lot of times folks will say, well, I ain't nothing to that. That's just your opinion. But, brother, if it's a saying of his, then he intends for us to hear and do. Amen. Help me preach.
God bless him, Lord.
And he said, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And those three words said, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Great was the fall of it. I haven't preached the last couple of services, but if you remember when I left you last, I preached two sermons on food. Well, I'm not through with it, as you can tell. I want to preach on the fall of the foolish. All right? The fall of the foolish. I preach to you first that a man who says there is no God is a fool. The Bible said he was. The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. For you to leave out of here tonight and say, that's it, I'll never go back to church, God's not alive, and I'm just in this world, I'm going to die like a dog, and that's it, you'd be a fool to do that. Because just as sure as you're born in this world, there's a God, and you're going to face Him shortly, shortly, shortly. I want you to help me preach tonight. God give me these sermons, and I've got a few more of them to go. And you say, well, brother, I'm getting tired of hearing about the fool. I want to preach about the fool. Amen. I preach to you that a fool says in his heart there is no God. I don't mean there's a lot of folks who go to church who don't believe in God. A lot of them go, my wife and I was talking, coming out, I said, if I wasn't going to live right, I wouldn't no more go to the church house, nothing. And she said, you know, there's a lot of folks that go because they folks are watching their life and they don't want to face the criticism of just not being a churchgoer. So they go. Ain't that unusual? They'll do it. Well, I know some of the meanest, honest crooks, biggest drunks there ever was, alcoholics, hey man, smoking dope and running around on their wife that went to church this morning. I preach to you that a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And then I preach to you again that a fool is someone who don't believe the Bible. He may believe in a God, but don't believe the Bible. Amen. A lot of people, you ask them, you do a survey in America, a lot of Americans believe there's a God, but they don't believe the Bible. Amen. Have you ever picked up a Reader's Digest version of the Bible where they cut out everything controversial and everything that's bloody and everything that seems to be unreasonable and irrational and taking it out of the Bible? Well, they got it down so thin it don't even look like a Bible.
God bless them all.
They don't believe the Bible. You tell this world that Jesus Christ was born from a virgin and they'll say you're crazy. They don't believe in a virgin birth. Amen. You can tell, I'm getting down to my message in a minute. Amen. The two type fools that I've preached on, one don't believe there's a God. You may not fall into that category. You might, the other category was those that did not believe the Bible. He looked at those two on the way of Emmaus and he said, "But thou fool, believest thou not all that the prophets have said?" Amen. You might may not be in that category, but there was another category that he called a fool, and that was the man that heard these sayings and obeyed them not. Did I read that to you tonight? I'm going to try to preach to you if you help me. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. Oh, it's so popular to preach a gospel where there's no doing to it. Amen. But Jesus didn't preach a gospel where there was no doing to it. Brother, he preached the gospel that there was plenty of doing to it. And he put out, not only did he preach a gospel where he expected us to do what the Bible said and what he said. Amen. Oh, help me preach a little bit. Amen. It's not popular to tell folks what to do. Jesus wasn't ashamed to come to this world and tell the hypocrite, "You're a hypocrite. You're a generation of vipers. You're white sepulchers, white on the outside and full of dead men's bones." And they were keeping the law to the letter, but they were not obeying the words of Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, "Brother, you're preaching on a fool." I'm saying it's a foolish man, amen, that does not, after he's heard the words of God and heard what the Bible said, it would be a foolish man not to obey what the Bible said. Help me preach. I preach, you fool, number one, didn't believe there's a God. I don't believe there's anybody in here tonight that don't believe there's a God. Amen. He'd be a fool and not believe in God, because this life is going to be snuffed out. Amen. And he'll stand before the God. God will make a believer out of him. One split second in hell will make a believer out of every human being. Brother, I read about a time when every knee is going to bow and every tongue confess. Every ounce of pride, amen, every ounce of, amen, unbelief toward God is going to be away. And everybody's going to believe in God. There's folks that laugh at this Bible, turn their back on it, amen, try to reason it away and say there's nothing to it. But I want to tell you something tonight, amen, I believe that you here tonight believe what the Bible said. But brother, I'm not preaching on believing in God. I'm not preaching on believing what the Bible said. I'm preaching on obeying what God said. It's a fool to not believe the Bible, but it's just a bigger fool as to say, "I believe the Bible's right," and not do what it said.
Amen. Right. God help him, Lord.
Bless
Jesus.
Brother Randy, oh, help me preach, children. Come on. My Lord, stay with me here. I want to try to preach to you. It's an unusual comparison here. He's comparing these people, the relationship to the gospel, with men and women building houses. Unusual. Christ, he used many illustrations, Brother Mac, in the common man's language that they can understand what he's talking about. If he was in Buchanan County now, he'd probably use coal mines some way or another. He'd illustrate some way using the coal mines and roof bolts and the roof plans and something. But in this day, he used what was around him. And he looked out and he saw probably a house under construction. And he said, "A man that'll hear the word of God." Oh, help me preach. You see, God's heartstrings are definitely tied to the fact whether or not you love him enough to obey him. Amen. If you don't obey him, you don't love him like you need to love him. Amen. Jesus said, "If you love me," amen, "why are you doing the thing that I told you not to do?" Amen. If you really love me, you'll love your neighbor as as yourself. Amen. If you really love me, oh, I believe what makes God so upset is how that we can sing, oh, how I love Jesus, and then criticize and cut and gossip and slander and tear one another down. Amen. And not obey the gospel of Christ and live our lives like we want to and never go to the book to see what we ought to be doing. I don't believe a man ought to ever preach anything that ain't Bible. I don't believe a man ought to get it. I'll tell you what, there's enough Bible there. If he'll preach it, he'll stay busy. Oh, yeah. He's going to have to make up nothing.
Amen.
Amen. To preach on. There's going to be enough there to make folks plenty mad and get enough, plenty enough stirred up without making up something. He's got to hang on and make up nothing. Amen. Help me preach. The generation that we live in, they believe in the old, I told you about this sinner man I heard it humming. There's a family Bible on the table. I'm going to tell you this. Brings tears to your eyes. Our country, they know them old songs. Well, I remember working in a shop one time and heard Willie Nelson come over there singing Uncloudy Day. I want to tell you something. Amen. He's going to have to change his way. If y'all don't know who Willie Nelson is, amen, he's a country music drunk who he is. Amen. And he's the number one with the country singers. And I heard him coming on there. Amen. Him and Waylon Jennings singing The Land of Uncloudy Day. But I want to tell you something. The sky is still cloudy for the sinners. Amen. Help me preach. Sure, you can interview your country music stars. And they'd say, like I remember one time, amen, I just had got saved and still had a television. And I remember seeing Dolly Parton come on. She had wrote a song called I Am the Seeker. How many of y'all remembers that song? Amen. Dolly wrote on I Am the Seeker. It made a country music hit, but it was kind of one of them. You could use it either way, Brother Eddie, gospel or country. And they had her on a religious program, and they wanted her to sing her song she'd wrote, I Am the Seeker. And so they put the spotlight on her, and she began to start. She was going to sing this song. I'll never forget it. Amen. And she said, I like to say right here, and it like to blow the program up. She said, I like to say something before I sing, and I thought that was awfully ordinary. Here she is going to just break the program up here. And she said, you know Dolly, y'all, everybody here knows Dolly. Amen. And she got on there, and she took the microphone. She said, I was raised by a praying mother. And this is the part that blowed the program up. I know I'm on my way to hell. Oh, they went, hold it, Tom. A tape, cut it, cut the tape. Praise God. Hey, didn't know what to do. Hey, you could tell, I don't remember whose program it was that she was on there, but she said, I had a praying mama that taught me right, and I know I'm on my way to hell. Brother, you're not getting any of them to admit. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, this whole world knows, praise God, amen, what that book says. There ain't nobody hardly in the United States of America that don't know a little bit about what the Bible said, but how many are obeying what the Bible said?
Boy, it's tight, boys.
Woo, it's tight. Amen. I'll tell you what. Praise God, there's a lot of mama, your sister, my aunts, amen, that for years her daddy was a sweet, humble man that preached the gospel and had a praying mother, amen, that prayed when granddaddy wasn't doing right, and they know what's right. And brother, it really burns me up, and I know it does you, amen, for them to act like, amen, that they're going to be all right. They know better now, amen. And one of my aunts, she knows how to play the tambourine. She was probably raised in church with a tambourine in her hand. And she likes to get us around and show us how she can play the tambourine. Amen. And how, oh, she's good at it. Amen. A man was talking about how she could roll that thumb up that tambourine. And I want to tell you something, my Aunt Zelma. Amen. Tonight, if she don't start obeying what God said do, and she don't surrender her life to God, whether she'll go to hell, amen, she'll be just like the house that was built on the sand. It don't matter who your relatives are. It don't matter how long you've been sitting in this church house. If you're not built on a rock, Christ Jesus, when the storm comes and the wind blows, you will fall. Our salvation is not built on creeds and conduct and buildings. And we were working the other day. I was working into this sermon. Ooh, I'd love to scorch my own hide tonight. I need to pull in a little bit. Praise God. We was working the other day, and me and Brother Tim was joking around with each other something. This old center boy there. Old Worms, his name. He's a sight. You know him, Brother Randy. He is a not Hannah. I ever was one. He looked at Tim and said, "Boy, you better straighten up. The preacher will take your name off the book." That's all he knows, Brother Jervis. He's in danger of getting his name. It hit my funny bone. I thought that's funny. I thought, where's that book at? I'll just take his name off the book. Praise God. But I can't take his name off the book. I ain't got a book. But you know what? This world is geared up at getting their name on the book. Praise God, getting membership somewhere. But Brother Jesus was not, amen, a promoter of membership. He was not a promoter, brother, of religion. He was a promoter of doing what he said. Hey, hey, listen to me, my Baptist brother. If you don't do what Jesus said, you'll be lost. Hey, hey, listen to me, my Methodist brother. If you don't do what Jesus said, you'll be lost. Hey, hey, listen to me, Pentecostal brother. If you don't do what Jesus said, you'll go to hell. Amen. Help me preach. Brother, it ain't what I said. I'm a weakest one among you. I feel like Apostle Paul. I've been chief of sinners. And it's only by the grace of God I am what I am. But I'll tell you something. If Randy Webb fails to obey Christ's command, he will go to hell.
God bless him, Lord.
You see, you can watch the foolish for so long. And the foolish will be prospering along. And they'll make fun of you. And they'll talk dirty in front of you, and they'll tell you how you really believe that Bible, and they'll say, maybe even sing you a little bit of, there's a family Bible on the table, but brother, it boils down, Brother Abe, if my loved ones and yours ever get saved, brother, they'll have to do like Mary, Jesus' mother, said to those around about him, whatever he tells you do. Do it. Amen. Brother, they had ran out of wine. And Jesus said, fill up pitchers of water. They may have thought, what in the world's going on? I want to tell you something. You may not understand everything in this Bible. You may not have the wisdom. Amen. To discern everything in it. But you better do it.
Amen. God bless
him, Lord. Whoa. I'm a feeling like preaching. Yes, I have folks want me to explain to them why, what is meant by that. You better just quit that foolishness and do what God said do. Praise God, I will not have to give you no lesson in theology. Every time I preach something out of God's Word, give you the whys and the wherefores and the how-tos, whether we better just have Jesus Christ bids us do it, whether we better get to it, or we'll never have no wine, we'll never have no victory, we'll never find salvation until we do what Jesus said.
Amen.
You say, well, I can take the Gospels all right. You know what Jesus said about the rest of the Bible? You know what Genesis 1:1 is? It's Jesus Christ. You know what Genesis 1:2 is? It is Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. Huh? Who is the Word? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Huh? Huh? He is the Word incarnate. Genesis 1:1 is Jesus said, search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they which testify of who? Me. He said, well, I can take the New Testament. I can take the Gospels. But it's that Old Testament stuff, and that stuff in the end, over where Paul gets the meddling, it really eats me up. You know, I'm going to tell you who told Paul what to say. He met him on the Damascus Road. Ooh, if y'all won't help me, I'm going to shout. Praise God. He met him on the Damascus Road and he said, "That's bright light." You know where Paul got what he said? God took him out in the Persian desert. He said, "In the body or out, I know not." Ooh, excuse me, Tyler, buddy. You just help me preach, will you? Hallelujah. "In the body or out, I know not." You know where Paul was? Praise God, he might have been up export. Somewhere. I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to preach, you're going to have your Persian desert. You're going to find out what God wants to say. Amen. Somewhere. And Paul went out. Amen. And he said, "In the body or out, I know not." He said, "But I was caught up into the third heaven." You ever been there? Paul was there. He got the revelation from Jesus Christ himself. Oh, help me preach a little bit. Amen. He got the revelation from Jesus Christ himself when Paul began to preach to the Corinthian women. Amen. About a long hair of inner glory. See, he got that directly from Jesus Christ. Help me preach a little bit. Amen. When Paul began to preach, amen, about how women ought to dress and how men ought to dress, how they act and how much gold to wear and what gold meant. Amen. Help me preach and where to go and how to be a separate people. He got that message from the Trinity, my brother. And we can't discard any of the Bible. And if we don't obey the words of Jesus Christ, we're building on the sand. Holiness is not a creed. It's not a religion. Holiness is just doing our utmost to live what God has said in His Word. You say, "Boy, I hate to do that." Then you need to get a new nature. You need to get a new nature. You say, "Brother, into your heart, I ain't hard. I'm going to solve it up right here. I ain't hard. I know I'm the hard. But I know this much. The storms are coming." If you read in my text here tonight, Brother Jerry, it rained on both houses. It'll rain on you, Sister Virgie. Has it ever done it? Has it ever rained on you? Did the floods ever come? Did the wind ever beat vehemently against your house? The only reason you're here is because when you heard the word of God, you decided, "I'm going to do what it said." Ooh. Trying to preach. There's a relationship to God's word. Hear me now. There is an attitude toward God's word, Brother Lee. That means whether we're going to be saved or whether we're going to be lost. That's why I preach all of it. I don't leave any of it out. Some of it's tough on us all. I don't leave none of it out. Because God, amen, in all His wisdom, moved on holy men. Inspired them to write the words of God. Amen. And you and I cannot just believe. The devils believed and trembled, but they never got saved. Amen. Never seen one get saved because they wouldn't obey. Brother, if the devils would bow down and plead the blood of Jesus Christ, but they won't do it. And I'll tell you something else. Brother, there's something human beings won't do. They won't submit themselves to the will and ways of God, and therefore they build upon the sand. God bless the Lord. I'm preaching on the fall. It's foolish. You say, "Well, what if they don't?" They will. The Bible said, you say, "Now, brother, I need to get this across to you tonight." I just do now. You say, "Brother, I respect your stand, but I don't believe that that'll take you to hell." Y'all help me now, ain't you? I don't believe that just because I don't obey the word of God in some way, that I don't believe I'm lost. Do you know that there's folks believe that? That they believe they can sit under preaching? Somebody here may believe that. That you can actually sit under the preaching of the Word of God and take it or leave it. Boy, there's some pressure on now, ain't there? These folks here actually think they can take it or leave it. They can do it or not do it. and it has no relationship with their experience with God. Help me preach. I'm going to tell you something. When you decide you're going to disobey a commandment of the Lord, you are a rebel. You're a rebel. You say, Brother Man, you never disobeyed a command of the Lord? I guess I have. Sure I have. But I was a rebel when I did. And you know what I had to do? I had to come to the Father like the prodigal son and say, Lord, forgive me. Huh? If I lived on in rebellion, I never would have got back home. You say, Brother Randy, I don't believe, I can't believe my ears. You're actually saying, you know what your problem is, friend? You believe once in grace. Huh? You believe once you get saved that you can rebel and kick and fuss and live what you want to and look like you want to and do as you want to, and you're just going to go on to heaven like you are. I got news for you. Hey, man, the Baptist has got better ideas than that.
God bless them all.
Come on now. You say, Brother Andy, I just can't go along. I don't believe a man will go to hell for just simply disobeying the Word of God. The Bible said he would come. Ooh, help me preach. I just looked over here and felt like he was helping me. He said he shall return. Listen to me. Every ear, listen to me. Whether you like me or you don't like me, listen to me. He said, I will come with vengeance and a flame of fire upon those who obey not the gospel. Now, I'll take my chances of trying to do my best.
Amen.
To live the Word of God rather than take your chances of living what you want to. Y'all not helping me. Live what you want to. I am not going to do it. I am afraid of going to hell. Brother, I'm not going to make excuses and try to find ways to be worldly and try to find ways to cut corners and try to find ways to compromise the Word of God. I'm afraid of going to hell forever.
Amen. God bless him, Lord.
And if you got good sense, you will be too. I'll tell you what, the winds are going to come. The Bible said the rains came. The rains descended. You say, I've lived this long, and I can still feel the power of God. I can still shout. Brother, he did not say that if you did not shout, you was built on the sand. He said if you did not obey what he said. That's the Word of God. Woo, help me breathe. It must have got hot in here. Hey, man, or something. The airs went off or something, but I'm trying to preach a little. Hey, man, I'm not trying to preach you my feelings, my creed, hey, man, my beliefs, but I'm preaching you what this precious man called Jesus Christ preached from the Mount Olive. Hey, man, the Sermon on the Mount. Hey, man, when he said, if you do not obey my words, you're like the foolish man that built your house on the sand. The rains descended. The floods came up. The winds blew. They beat. They beat upon that house. Batten down the windows. Put the sandbags around. The rain's coming in. Somebody bring the children in out of the yard. The wind's picking up, honey. The wind is picked up. Hey, man, get this stuff out of our house while we got a chance. It might be too late. Ooh, help me preach. Oh, honey, I wish you hadn't done what you done to yourself. Hey, man, I wish we'd obeyed God. I feel the foundation shaking under me. I'm going to tell you something, friend. When you get down to face Chilly Jordan and the icy fingers of death creeps around your little throat, hey, man, you're going to wish you lived right. You'll wish you lived right. Listen, God, when you get down to face an almighty living God who is holy, you're gonna wish. You're going to wish you'd obeyed the words of God. You're going to wish you'd done your best to be blameless before Him. You're going to wish you'd done your best to obey the gospel. I don't want to be mean, and I thought over here tonight, if there's anything we need, Brother Ennis, is more love. I need it. I don't have as much trouble, you know, with some of it as I do the others. I don't have no trouble dressing modestly. You men, we don't have that problem very often. But I have a little trouble sometimes keeping the right spirit about it all. Help me preach now, y'all. Don't look at me like a backslid. And I said, sometimes I got to pray about keeping a good spirit about them and don't want to do what you say, you know. Come on now. And I'm telling you, we need more love, but love should not eliminate obeying the words of God.
Amen.
Never should we use for an excuse love to do away with what thus said the words of God. For heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Amen. Jesus said, your relationship to me will depend on whether you obey me or not. If you do not these sayings of mine, you're a foolish man that builds your house on the sand. And when the rains and the storms and troubles and trials come, you will fall flat. And it said, Sister Hess, the fall of that house was great. You know why some of our great men the last few years have made such a fall? We didn't obey the gospel. They did not obey the words of Jesus. You say, brother, well, that's my life. Get out of my life. Would it get me in my bed? It'd get my wife in my bed beside me. Not only would it get us, but it would get our children. Not only would it do that, it'd tear up everything I'd ever bought and put in the house. He'd tear up everything I had borrowed and put in the house. He'd tear up everything everybody'd give me. I got a picture of these King Mountain boys sitting on my dresser. He'd just demolish that picture of the King Mountain boys. He'd just crush it all to pieces. He'd crush everything I'd ever invested in. He'd crush my life. He'd crush everything. And I'm going to tell you something. If you fool around and play the fool and think you can compromise and that you can take the Bible and live what you want to and throw the rest out, if you think you can just do as you please, you're going to destroy yourself and those around you and everything you work for. I want to tell you something. Amen. I'm preaching you the truth tonight. You can take it or leave it. But I want to tell you what, if you're smart and you're wise, amen. I know I'm an easygoing guy sometimes, and I might tolerate and I might jump on you, and I'm not going to get in a spirit, Anna's. Amen. If you don't do what I say, I'm going to shake your hand at the door. I'm going to hug your neck and pray for you. But, brother, I'll tell you, there'll be a day when you'll stand before one that won't excuse it. He won't look over it. Amen. And he'll say, my son gave you words to live by, and you didn't do it. The Bible said he would come in vengeance with a flame of fire on those that obey not the gospel.
God bless him, Lord.
I ain't in no mood to compromise now. I ain't in no mood for it. I don't know it. I guess I'm getting old or something. Fast cars don't fascinate me no more. But if I get in with you and you get fast, Brother Brown, I'll say, hey, so slow her down. The old man's getting nervous on you here.
Yeah.
I ain't no mood for a lot of fast cars and taking chances. And, you know, and I used to, when I worked 10 years ago at Carpenter Work, I'd, I'd get up on that plate and try my hand at it. Well, I ain't in for that foolishness no more. I got kinks in my back, and my hip joints are getting rusty, and I got bursitis in one shoulder, and I don't believe I can walk that plate no more. I'll get me a ladder, and I'll do it. I'm just getting a little more careful in my old age. I just don't know if I fall, I'll break in a million pieces as brittle as I am. And I just ain't got no. And I want to tell you something else. I done been in this world these years I've lived. And I've seen the world, and I know what's out there, and I know what eternity is, and I ain't in no mood to fool around with my soul. Huh? I ain't in no mood. Now in this life, I ain't in no frame of mind to start compromising, cutting back, and finding a way out, and loosening up. Ooh, no. I'll tell you what, I'm going to hang on to this for dear life. Hey, man, I don't want to fall like the foolish. Hey, man, they're going to fall. You say there's a lot of them making it better than you are. I want to tell you something. When the thing's over with and the storm dies down and the winds cease and the rains abate and the floods decrease, whoever's built on the rock will stand. Whoever's obeyed the sayings of Jesus Christ will stand. And he who obey not, you'll not be able to find a trace. It'll be gone. Would you stand tonight? I've done my best. In an hour, you know, our older people, Sister Hess, they used to be simple. They'd read this book and they were so simple, they just